KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Southpaw stars Jake Gyllenhaal as a boxer in desperate need of redemption, and it shows how the most shopworn cliches can still, to use a shopworn cliche, pack a punch in the hands of a powerful actor. The film was first written by Kurt Sutter as a vehicle for Eminem. The basic concept was a remake of The Champ. That's the classic 1931 weeper with Wallace Beery and Jackie Cooper about a down-and-out former heavyweight champ, the young son who adores him, and a custody battle that reduced audiences of the day to helpless tears. And not just of the day. Try watching that shameless old thing with dry eyes. Instead of Eminem, we now have Jake Gyllenhaal's Billy Hope, a champ who has recently been taking too much punishment in the course of inflicting it. Rachel McAdams as Maureen, Billy's smart and loving wife, and Una Lawrence as Layla, the couple's young daughter, who worries, with good reason, about her father's well-being. The title, incidentally, refers to Billy's left-handed stance. The film was directed with characteristic intensity by Antoine Fuqua from Kurt Sutter's script, which is very good on details of the boxing game and a boxer's training. The filmmaking as a whole is impressive, and the supporting cast is first rate. Curtis 50 Cent Jackson is Billy's fickle manager, Jordan Maines. Forrest Whitaker is Tick Wills, the canny old trainer to whom Billy turns following his downfall, a downfall which is no less affecting for being predictable, manipulative, and almost totally formulaic. Tick's role is another cliché, but Whitaker elevates it with a portrayal that's as complex as it is droll and concise. Still, this is Gyllenhaal's show from start to finish. It's as if he knew how derivative the Enterprise was, how could he not, and decided to give a great performance anyway. When Billy is still on top, he can be a pitiless aggressor once he's taken enough punishment. At the same time, though, Gyllenhaal manages to make him haunted by his knowledge of his dependence on his wife, by his sense of decline that includes, though not on a conscious level, the clouding of his mind. The script plays on our own growing awareness of what concussion can do to people's brains. When his life falls into disarray, Billy skulks around in a hoodie, but he's less and less hooded emotionally as he fights for the daughter who may be taken from him and battles his way back to what I needn't describe because you've already guessed it on your own. Southpaw isn't Raging Bull. You've guessed that too, though it's also because the story is about more than rage. Billy has to learn to live smart and then fight smart. But comparisons aren't helpful in this case of a split decision to win for Jake Gyllenhaal in a movie that loses out to its cliches. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.